October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and each year nearly 20,000 Australians are diagnosed with breast cancer. But heightened anxiety around COVID-19 has meant less people are getting tested or screened. The McGrath Foundation saw a 37% decrease in breast cancer diagnoses in March and April, meaning potentially thousands of people could miss early detection. Holly Masters is CEO of the McGrath Foundation, and she spoke with The Wire's Soph Landau.
Our nurses are telling us that people are worried about going into screening or their GPs to be checked, either because they're worried about clogging up the system for people they think are more needy, or because they're worried about catching COVID-19. And as a consequence, people have not been going and getting screened, even when they have spotted a change in their breasts. And that's a very big concern for us. If you think about the fact that 20,000 women a year are diagnosed and more than 165 men, just to have that volume of people undiagnosed means that their cancer may be progressing and they're not having the right treatment. What we know is that when you have an early diagnosis, your prognosis is excellent. And so that's why it's so critical to really encourage everyone that if you notice any change at all in your breasts, that you go and get it checked out.
What is that early diagnosis process like?
If you're diagnosed with breast cancer at a very early stage and have access to the right treatment and a fantastic McGrath breast cancer nurse to support you and your family through the journey, more than 90% of people are living post 5 years. So it's incredibly good prognosis. The problem is, if you do have breast cancer and it isn't diagnosed until later, then that might lead to complexity and poorer outcomes. So that's why it makes such a big difference for absolutely all of us to be checking every month. And the most important thing to remember is that it's not necessarily a lump, it's any change that you see in your breasts. So at the McGrath Foundation, we like to say, if you grow them, you need to know them, because if you see any change based on what you know to be normal, that is a sign.
One of the 151 McGrath breast care nurses is Karen Hennings, who works in regional New South Wales. Karen explores the accessibility to breast cancer services in rural and regional Australia.
It's obviously different to metropolitan areas, but within Australia, I think we've got very good cancer treatment services. And while you may have to travel, there are good services and really good link-ups between rural, regional and metropolitan areas to ensure that anybody who is diagnosed with breast cancer is followed up appropriately.
Do we know much about how breast cancer affects Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander populations?
We do know that rates of screening in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are much lower and as a result are often diagnosed a little bit later. So we would really like to encourage, and we do with our breast awareness talks and presentations, we try to encourage all people to come along to breast screening.
Breast cancer can affect people regardless of gender. 167 men were diagnosed with breast cancer last year. Could you expand on this a little bit?
It can occur to men because they have breast tissue. So everybody's got breast tissue. It's less common in men because a lot of breast cancers are driven by female hormones, which obviously females have more of. But certainly men need to be aware of their bodies and, you know, get anything checked out. And for some men, because they think they're not thinking breast cancer, it's not the first thing in their head, they might leave it a little bit longer. I'll wait till that goes away. But anything that's different for you, you should always go to your GP and get checked out.
McGrath breast care nurse Karen Hennings, ending that story from The Wire's Soph Landau.